This podcast is part of the Everyday Heroes Podcast Network, the network for first responders and those who support them.
So I learned one thing. Life is not what happens to you, but how you respond.
Mm-hmm.
If something goes wrong, something starts going bad, our human nature is to get upset, get stressed out. And
welcome to the Off Duty Podcast, the podcast where we interview the men and women of law enforcement and help you to learn about the person behind the badge. If this is your first time tuning in, thank you. My name is Anthony McNeil, retired police officer and your host. Let's get started. Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to episode number 48 of the Off Duty Podcast. Once again, it's me, your boy, Anthony McNeil, here with another fantastic guest joining me on the podcast. This young man has 2 years in law enforcement. He's from the state of Louisiana. He's a motivational speaker. Please help me welcome Mr. Jared Tate. Jared, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm doing awesome, man. I appreciate you hopping on the podcast with me. It's been a little bit trying to get Jared on. We've had some back and forth, but we finally made it happen, and I'm happy to have him here joining me. And for everybody that's listened to the podcast before, you know what my first question is. And Jared, that's very simply, why law enforcement?
Okay, so I know how most people would say, you know, that's been a dream since they were young and everything. It didn't happen that way for me. So about probably 3 years ago, I was thinking about joining the military, and I kind of thought about being a police officer, but it wasn't really my go-to thing. And I remember having this job, and one of the police officers that works in my city, he asked me, I see him kept looking at me a certain way. He's like, "You ever thought about law enforcement?" I was like, "Not really. I thought about the military." And then he started explaining everything, like going into details about, you know, what's happening on the job and what you do and what it consists of. And I thought about it, like, yeah, I'll think about it. Just kind of, you know, just trying to cut the conversation out. And about two months later, I bumped into the same officer. And I was like, man, you know what? I feel like this is some kind of sign that, you know. So I gave it a try. I applied and, you know, looked up more about being a law enforcement officer. Of course, my oldest brother, he's a sheriff's deputy.
Okay.
Also in my parish.
Okay.
Yeah, he's been there about 12 years now. He's a sergeant. So I was like, yeah, I'll give it a try. I talked to my brother about it. He said, definitely, you know, go forward. And that's what I did. I'm all about helping people. You know what I mean? That's my main thing. I love to help. I love to, you know, try to change people's lives when I can. And that was just one way of me being able to show it from my videos that I post. Now I'm able to go out here in the world and, you know, explain and help people on every call I go to. So that's my thing, my big inspiration. And I feel like this is one of the best decisions I've decided to make. So,
yeah.
Yeah, man, it's taking one day at a time.
Now, when you got into the profession, was it what you thought it would be?
So for the most part, yeah. Because I let my brother explain everything, how, you know, even going in as a black officer, how it is, the things he had to deal with. So I kind of had a little insight on it. But at the same time, this so much was changing in the world with, you know, everything going on with police officers. And of course, my mom was like, "You had to join right now. It's the possible worst time."
Right.
Worst time.
Yeah. Now, you said your brother. Are you guys twins?
So, yeah, I do have a twin brother. He's a firefighter in the city that I'm
okay.
in.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So it's
my dad was a firefighter as well. He retired. And now my twin brother's working in the same department my dad retired from.
Got you. Now, how come you didn't go the firefighter route?
Okay. So this is going to be funny, crazy, because that's what I was going to do. I don't know what changed. I don't know what happened. I was going to be a firefighter. And before I even thought about police officer, he thought about being a police officer.
Okay.
And somehow it wasn't planned. I ended up doing a police officer. He ended up being a firefighter. It just happened that way.
Yeah. Did you guys start at the same time?
I started about a year before him.
Okay. You guys are identical twins, right?
Oh, yes. Identical.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned that it's your older brother that has the 12 years on the job now.
Yes.
What was that conversation like when you told him that you were interested in joining the profession?
We had a serious conversation. He just, you know, told me everything the job consists of and, you know, to things to watch out for. But he supported me the whole way. He supported me. Even my mom, even though she was like, you know, it's kind of rough having another son go into this, but I have a big support system in it. So that was the main important thing.
Yeah. What's been the hardest transition for you?
Being able to try to understand, you know, you got to separate the job from home life. You know what I mean? So It's things you have to deal with out there, things you see out there. You kind of shut that part off. You come home and, you know, so just try transitioning from that. But like I said, my support system is big. So anything I need to go talk to my brother about, my parents, or even my twin brother, I talk to them about it and, you know, just clear the air on that.
Yeah. Do you find yourself doing that a lot? Having to talk things out with them?
Not really. I guess, I don't know, because my family is like very public services. I think it's just like, I don't know. I don't have to talk about this stuff a lot because not a lot really bothers me, you know, and I remember having a conversation with my dad because he was a firefighter for 31 years.
Okay.
And just, you know, asking how he dealt with the things that he's seen and done. And the same thing, having the support system, you know, when you have the support system, so you're able to just, you know, relax and breathe and talk about things we need to. But as far as most things, I enjoy my job and, you know, it's nothing out here that I see or been through that's kind of, it's like, hey, I don't need to do this anymore, you know?
Yeah.
I just see it. I'll take every day one step at a time, you know, knowing that my job and what I'm doing is helping somebody else in a positive way.
Yeah. Now, I know you only have 2 years on the job, but if you had kids and your kids came to you one day and knowing what you've learned in those last 2 years and they said, I wanted to go into law enforcement, what would you tell them?
I'll do what my brother did. You know, I'll give the demonstration and give insight of what the job consists of. But at the same time, if that's something they would really want to do, then just how I have a support system, I'm going to support them and, you know, give them my advice and be there every step for them.
Yeah. Do you think if your brother was not in the profession, you probably wouldn't have gone this route? You probably would have went the fireman route?
Honestly, I don't think him being in being in this profession even steered me going to it because I have an uncle that's a sergeant in the same department I am.
Okay.
Which then, you know, but I don't know. The family being in it, that's not really what kind of steered me toward going to it.
Mm-hmm.
It was me wanting to serve the community, wanting to help people best way I can. You know, yeah, I make videos and stuff, but I feel like it was just that time, you know, to transition to something I could actually be out there in the world touching people. You know, saving lives the best way I can.
Yeah.
That's the most important thing for me.
Yeah, man. You got, you know, some years ahead of you. Just enjoy the ride because it's a lot of fun. It can also be a lot of stress on you. And it takes a toll on you, but, you know, just keep that separation and keep that support system around you because you're going to need them at times, you know, and it's important to have that. Be able to separate yourself from the job. So it's good that you recognize that early. And you just mentioned making videos and transition. And that's a good transition over into my first segue, which is what I call Dig Deeper. Before we get to the next segment, I have a favor to ask of you. I have a short 5-question survey on stress and law enforcement. If you can complete the survey for me, I'll send you a $100 restaurant voucher that is good at over 55,000 different restaurants across the United States. It should take you no more than maybe a minute and a half. Now, there is a small fee to activate the voucher. I think it's like $7.95, but you're going to get $100 in savings at all these different restaurants. So go to theoffdutypodcast.com/survey form. That's theoffdutypodcast.com/survey form to complete the survey. Okay, let's get back to the segment. And for those that don't know, Dig Deeper is where I get nosy and I go poking around my guests' social media and I check out some of their posts and I craft questions around those posts. Now, Jared already mentioned that he makes videos and usually I wait till the end to do this, but I want to go ahead and do this now because I mentioned at the beginning that, you know, he's a motivational speaker and looking at his Instagram page, dude, you make some great videos. And I usually wait to the end. I usually wait to the end for everybody to share the social media. But why don't you do me a favor? Go ahead and share your social media now, because I want everybody to go over and check you out and follow you and check out some of your videos. Then I'm going to go ahead and get into the first post that I want to talk to you about.
Okay. So my Instagram is I am Jared Tate. Straight up, straightforward. I am Jared Tate. I am Jared Tate.
That's the only platform you're on?
And I also have Facebook. I post a lot of my videos on there. Is my name is Jared Tate on there.
Okay.
And you can follow me on Snapchat. That's TateBoy97. TateBoy97 on Snapchat.
Okay, cool. And I'm going to have links. Media. Okay, I'm going to have links to all of that down in the show notes. So you guys, like I said, go over and check out what Jared is doing, because he does have some great content that he's sharing in his videos and some very inspirational stuff. Now, that leads me to the first post of yours that I want to talk about. And this was a video that you titled Focus on You. And the caption read, Pay Attention to You. Do you recall that post?
It's been a while.
That's okay. My question to you, my first question to you regarding that post is, if you can recall, can you explain what you meant by that? Pay attention to you.
I say pay attention to you and focus on you because I guess most people get blindsided and focus more on either the outside world or other people, which is not bad to focus on other people, but you tend to forget about yourself and you're not taking care of yourself and, you know, knowing your self-worth, because the moment you may be trying to help somebody else, but you're not paying attention to you. If you don't help you, you can't help anybody else.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So that's like the story I heard is, you know, when if you're on a plane and the situation come where the mask come down, you have a friend or a child next to you and you over here trying to put on their oxygen mask. But if you sometimes you got to put your oxygen mask on first before you can, you know, tend to them.
Yeah.
Because if you don't take care of yourself, how could you, you know, take care of the other person? So focusing on you is just mainly a big thing of getting to know yourself, because even without knowing yourself, you could end up somewhere that you don't want to be, you know, but life is, you know, lessons full of discovery.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Where do you get all this insight from?
I don't know. So it's just like, I could just be like at work someday. I could be watching TV or something and someone will just click. And the first thing I do is I'll pick up my phone. If I'm like nicely dressed or whatever, I'll go ahead and record right there. Mm-hmm. Or sometimes I'll just type it in my phone. Like, okay, I need to record this video right here. So it just, I never know, man. I never know. I don't just set a time like, hey, I'm going to make this video. As soon as it hit the head, it's hit my head. It's just, okay.
Let me ask you another question about that post. What special attention do you give yourself?
So for a while, I felt like I didn't give myself attention. I felt like I said, I would focus more on other people, which can sometimes take a downturn because you start comparing yourself to other people. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And it got to a point where it's like, man, I know more about this other person than I do about my own self. You know?
Yeah.
And most of us get to like that. And it's like, well, I gotta take some time. I got some things I want to find out more about. Like you said, dig deeper.
Mm-hmm.
If you focus on yourself, you get to dig deeper and you discover new things about yourself you probably never knew before.
What's something new that you discover about you? Yeah.
So I say probably the most important thing that I discover about myself is my willingness to keep pushing forward, because there have been some things I've been through in the past where I felt like, I would just kind of stop, just stay stagnant. Like, I'm not sure if I could do this kind of boost. I need a confidence boost.
Okay.
I needed a confidence boost because I kind of, over time, I kind of lost, I feel like I lost it in myself trying to figure out, you know, I'm just in the middle of nowhere. I don't really know. What is my purpose in life? You know, what am I trying to accomplish? What am I trying to get to? And I had to turn the camera on myself, mm-hmm. put it on myself to see what's inside of me. What am I trying to get out of life? Mm-hmm. What can I put out into the world that could benefit others, but also help me grow at the same time?
Yeah. When did you come to that realization that you need to make that change?
Probably right before I got into law enforcement.
Okay.
Right before I got into law enforcement, I was a manager at a Big Lots.
Okay.
I remember I just kind of became, I guess, numb to everything, just kind of just working. Like, I know I want to do something more. I know I had better out here, but at the same time, I felt like my confidence wasn't exactly high where I knew where to start, where to go, what to do. I was just kind of in this one place, like stuck in the middle of nowhere, mm-hmm. looking around like, man, anybody gonna come by here? Anybody's gonna, you know, just need that confidence boost. And when that officer came in there, cause he told me, he looked me dead in my eye. He said, I don't usually do this, but I see something in you, you know? And I'm just like, yeah, okay, sure. Then I ran to him a couple more times, like, oh man, I better, okay.
Yeah.
I think I better do something with this.
Yeah. It's funny how that happens because I was kind of in the same boat when I came back from my 1 year at college. You know, I had tore my knee up playing football and I came home and I wasn't sure what I wanted to do. Well, I knew what I wanted to do. I just didn't know how to do it. I wanted to start a business.
Right.
And at the time I didn't have the money or the knowledge or anything to do that. And I was working in a restaurant and the new chief of police had just happened to come into the restaurant that I was working in to introduce himself to the business owner. And I just happened to be standing up front when he came in. And he looked at me and he asked me that same question. Have you ever thought about being a cop? You know, yeah. And when he said that, my answer was no. But in my mind, I was thinking, right. In my mind, you know, I'm thinking that's how I can get the money I need to start a business. You know, right. So, yeah. Yeah. So it's funny how things cross our paths and point us in a certain direction that we need to be going in.
Right.
Because had he not walked through that door that day, I probably wouldn't be where I'm at now, you know, because I definitely would not have gone into law enforcement because that was not even on the radar. I probably would have started a business at some point, but it would have probably been a bigger struggle and it would have been much later. So it's just funny. I always say everything happens for a reason. So for you to keep running into that same officer over and over again, you know, that was a sign. I want to ask you about another post here. And this was a post that it was a selfie of you in your uniform. And I actually made a comment on this post and I commented to you looking like a superhero. And the caption on that post was, sometimes when things are falling apart, they may be actually falling into place. Do you recall that post? Okay.
And, I remember that post.
Okay. And my first question to you is, how do you cope with things when they start to fall apart?
So I learned one thing. Life is not what happens to you, but how you respond.
Mm-hmm.
If something goes wrong, something start going bad, our human nature is to get upset, get stressed out and, you know, this and that. I had to come to the realization that, okay, I could either make the best out of this. Whether good or bad, I can make the best out of this. How am I going to make the best out of it?
Mm-hmm.
How am I going to cope with it? How am I going to deal with it? And I told myself there's a lesson to be learned in everything you go to, whether it's the good or bad. That's always something you could take from it.
Yeah.
You know, it might not even be anything you want to take from it, but hey, go through that situation, either saying, hey, there's an opportunity I could take from this. There's a lesson to be learned in this. I didn't lose anything, but I learned. Okay. Mm-hmm. Win or you learn. That's kind of how I try to take everything that happens every time. And you know, it's nobody's perfect.
Right.
You know, you're going to have things that happen in life where you will get upset about it, but it's your job to have that emotional intelligence to come back and say, hey, you know what? This is not what I want to happen right now, but I'm going to make the best out of it. I'm going to see the best outcome for myself mm-hmm. in this situation.
What was the last thing that happened to you that kind of fell apart, but in the end, it worked out?
Going through the academy, man.
Yeah.
Through the academy. It got rough.
Yeah.
And just trying to, it was stressful, man. I remember we had multiple tests to take every week, you know, and you're only allowed to fail it so many times.
Yeah.
And I remember this, I'm going to just go out and say it, but I remember failing this one test. It was like through the middle of the academy. And this, you know, they claim this to be one of the hardest tests, captain's test, the hardest test to even take. It's filling the blank. You have no word bank. You're off memory, off of learning. Man. And because I told myself, oh, Jerry, you're not going to let, I'm not going to let myself fail any test. I'm going to, you know, I'm supposed to be here. So I remember taking this captain's test. And I was pretty confident. I was like, yeah, I passed this. You know, everybody else in the class kind of nervous. So I was like, I passed this, talking to myself. And I remember they end up calling us in there to see our results. And man, and it was about 2 points. I felt about 2 points. And I remember telling myself, I asked myself, and I only felt about 2 points. I said, am I even meant to be here? I asked myself that question. And, you know, it just shows you how fast one little thing can, you know. And I remember we went on break and I went and sat in my vehicle. And I'm sitting there thinking to myself, I don't know if I belong here. I just failed this test by 2 points. I wasn't supposed to fail any test. I wasn't supposed to. And after sitting there, I remember I just kind of closed my eyes and sat there. It's like, you made it this far. You know, you made it this far to say you're going to give up because you failed a test by 2 points.
Yeah.
And I had to tell myself, this is, you know, when you go through certain points of life where you feel like giving up and you feel like you're not good enough, that's when it's time to turn it on. That's when it's time to, you know, get down and just keep going. You know what I mean? What's the worst that could happen if you keep going? You know what I mean?
Right. Right.
That's kind of, I kind of learned from that, man.
Yeah. Like they say, just, you only fail when you quit.
It was, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And at that moment, you know, yeah, it wasn't a big deal, but at that moment, it felt like it to me. Cause it's like, yeah, I was supposed to pass, you know, every test. I was supposed to give my all in here. You know, I'm here for a reason, but I had to come to the realization that, like you said, if I stop, that's when I fail.
Yeah.
I just quit.
I had a moment like that in the academy. And when we first started, I was like, man, I'm not going to be able to do this. And my dad had died the month before. And I'll never forget, we were going through this physical agility and I was struggling. And my dad popped into my head and I don't know what happened, but I just got a second boost of energy, man. And I made it through. I was having that same conversation with myself. Is this for me? You know, and I played football and everything. So I was in decent shape. But, you know, when you're going through the academy, it's a whole nother level. You know, because my cadre at the academy was a former drill instructor in the Marines.
Oh, man.
You know, so, yeah. So they put you through the ringer. And and I'm questioning myself, shit, is this what I really want to do? But like I said, something, my dad popped into my head and I just pushed through it. You know, because like you said, had I quit, I don't know where I would be right now.
Yeah, exactly. Man,
let me ask you a question, man. Have you spoke at any schools or any group in front of any groups or anything like that before?
The most I've spoken in front of was at church.
Okay,
that's when I used to go to church. They asked me to, you know, come up and give a little speech or something, and I'll go up there and do it. You know what I mean? I just kind of write out what I'm going to talk about, and sometimes people, they be like, "Hey, can you come talk?" Or, you know,
the reason why I ask, because watching your videos and now actually talking to you, I can see where you would be a dynamic motivational speaker. And it's funny that I got you on here today, because last night I was watching a YouTube video, a gentleman by the name of Jeremy Anderson. He's a motivational speaker and he speaks at schools. I encourage you to go check out his Instagram page, because he has a course on speaking as a motivational speaker in schools. And he's making a shitload of money doing it. But his Instagram is number one, Jeremy Anderson, I believe it is. But if you just type in Jeremy Anderson, motivational speaker, he should pop up. But it's funny that I watched that last night and then I get to speak to you today, because I can definitely see that side of you. And after watching your videos, which is why I really wanted to get you on, because I could see that in you, you know? So, and like I say, talking to you now, I can see that you have a story to share and a story to tell. And I think that's something that you should maybe take a look at, you know, because it seems like it's a natural thing for you.
I've been thinking about that for a while, doing motivational speaking, and I'm actually getting started right now. I want to become a life coach as well.
Okay.
So, you know, like online one-on-one coach, and just, you know, that was something I thought about doing for a while, but yeah, you spoke to me when you just said the motivational speaking. That's what I've been thinking about. That's why I've been trying to put videos out, and I will have, sometimes I'll have people reach out to me, you know?
Yeah. I'll send you his information when we get done here. But I want to ask you about another post.
Okay.
And this was a picture of you and your twin brother. And the caption was, "Some days you have to just open the curtains and let the light in." You recall that post?
Yeah.
My first question to you is, pulling the curtains back on Jared, what can someone expect to see?
I say now, if someone will pull back the curtains on me, they could see a lot of positive energy, your motivation, willingness to never give up, to keep pushing through, just to see the light. Like, hey, he maybe has been through, he been through his fair share of tough times, but look, he's still going. He's up and going, because those rough times, they didn't tear him down, but they also built him up.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I want people to see about me.
What was 15-year-old Jeremy like?
I see. 15-year-old Jeremy, that's the one's like, I want to go to the NFL. That was my big thing. That's before I went to high school. I remember that was my big thing. I wanted to go play the NFL.
Yeah.
That was and that's what I stuck to. I remember I used to work out day in, day night. The last time I played football, by this time I probably was like 10 years old, the last time I played football. But I just had this thing in my head. I used to watch all the running backs, and I was like, man, I want to be an NFL player. That's what I want to do.
Yeah.
And I remember, and even when I got into high school, I tried to get on football team, I believe, my sophomore year. But the coach is more into, no, you got to start as a freshman. Get on the team as a freshman and you build your way up.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember I ended up running track and doing boxing, actually. But I was still at that young point. I was kind of like that. Yeah, I got to do something with my life. That was me at that 15, 16-year-old stage.
Now, if someone was to pull that curtain back, what's one thing that they may be surprised to see?
From 15-year-old me?
From Jared today.
Jared today. That's probably, if they could see some of the things that I guess I overcame, it's like, man, he's still going positive. Not that I've been through anything, you know, very, very rough or anything, but it's been like little things, like little times where I say, hey, you know, even with the police academy story I told you about, but it's because it's at those moments, it's so quick. Those little things could take you out of the game if you let it, you know, it could tear you down mentally. So I think they'd be surprised and like, okay, wow. He, you know, he'd been through that and he almost came to a point of where he just wanted to give up, but he kept going. And if I could see that, then, you know, I could do the same thing. You know?
What would you say has been the darkest point in your life?
The darkest point in my life was around when I was working, when I was managing Big Lots.
Okay.
So I don't tell a lot of people this, but like I said, I was in a place where I didn't know what I was doing with my life. I felt like I was just existing. I was just there.
Mm-hmm.
And it came to a point where I even felt depressed sometimes. Sometimes I would get off from work, I would come home and just like, I just sit here with the lights off and listen to music because it's like, man, well, I don't know what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I'm just stuck here and I need to get somewhere. And a lot of people don't even know this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't tell, it's probably like the closest people. Like I never told my mom this. I never even told my twin brother this, but I went through a rough patch just because, not that anything happened, but I knew I wanted to do something in my life. And it's kind of just like, I'm just sitting in the middle of nowhere. No, does anybody see me? You know.
How old were you then?
Let's see, about 21.
Okay. And from that time of going through that period, how long was it before you ran into that officer?
Let's see. This might have been probably within 3 or 4 months, maybe.
Okay.
And it was also another manager that I worked with. He helped me too, because he was there. He was, you know, he would tell me some of his life stories, and, you know, he was like, he got to the point when, and I explained that the officer came up here. I remember him telling me, he's like, I'm going to tell you this right now. He said, you don't belong in here. He said, you belong out there doing something bigger and better. Mm-hmm. And he would always instill it into me, like telling me, look, cause he would see how stressed out I'd be. He'll look at me someday. He's like, he's like, what are you still doing here, man? He's like, you don't need to be here. You got better out there for you. Why are you still here?
Mm-hmm.
But it took, you know, he helped me like, okay, he's right. I got to pick myself up. You know, I gotta get up and get going, because me sitting here worrying about I'm in the middle of nowhere. It's not doing anything for me.
Yeah.
But it took him. He seen something in me as well. For somebody just come up and, you know, say, hey, look, you don't belong here. You know, you belong out there. You got better for you out there.
Yeah.
You know, well, and
it's funny you say that, because just like I said, I can see that just in the short time I've talked to you. Mm-hmm. It's probably the same thing he saw.
Right.
You know, and that's why I suggested that you check this dude, Jeremy Anderson, out, because mm-hmm. I believe everything comes into our lives for a reason. And There's already this predetermined path. We just have to follow it.
Exactly.
And for me to sit there last night and watch this video and then get on here today with you.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's just a sign, you know, take it for what it is. But that's just
right.
That's just how I think when it comes to stuff like that, you know.
Uh-huh.
So I want to ask you about one more post here. And this was a picture of you in a gray hoodie, and you had that big smile on your face. And the caption was, hey, why am I smiling during a time like now? And then you answered, haven't you heard the good news? And someone else replied, what good news? And then you replied that the best is yet to come. I figured I might as well smile while I'm waiting, and so should you. You recall that post?
Yeah, I remember that post then.
Okay.
I remember that.
Now, what makes you smile?
Man, I can't stop smiling sometimes. That's the thing with me. Like, everybody, like, if you go look at some people, like, I love your smile. Like, I get a DM for, I love your smile. It was like, and I don't know. I don't just smile for anything specific. Most time, it's just like, it's normal. Like, I'll go to work. I'll go to work. Even on a call where people just finished arguing and fighting, they're just looking at my smile like, I'm glad you came out here, officer. We good, but just thank you for that smile.
Yeah,
like,
you got a contagious smile. I don't
know. Thank you. I appreciate it.
What's ahead for Jared? Where you see yourself at in 10, 15, 20 years?
Man, I want to go around the world. I actually want to travel around the world, like motivational speaking, life coaching. I plan to write a few books. That's my whole thing. I want to inspire as many people as I can, man. That's what I want to do.
That's awesome, man.
More than anything. So it's like, it's actually another step. It's not like in this job, because, you know, I'm dealing with people who's going through some things that, mm-hmm. you know, that can use some kind of, you know, inspiration. I'm going to tell you this one story that happened about 2 months ago. So there was one of my district partners got called to a vehicle that ran off the roadway and slammed to a tree on the highway.
Mm-hmm.
So he gets there, and I'm like, well, I'm going to show up too. And I go there, and the way this vehicle looked and the way it was slammed into the tree, like, you know how you can see something. He's like, they shouldn't have made it out of that. It's like, I don't know how they made it. Well, the woman crawled outside the passenger window, no scratches or anything on her.
Wow.
And she was just kind of upset, like, let me call my husband. So anyways, the other officers talking to somebody who witnessed the accident happen. I'm sitting there just kind of talking with her, just keeping her company. And I don't even remember what I said to her, but I said something, and I wear this little angel on my hat sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sitting there and I'm talking to her, and I say something, and she look at me, and she give me this, like, tears coming in her, I feel in her eyes, and she's looking at me, and I was like, did I just say something wrong? You know what I mean? And just like, she started smiling. She looked at me. She said, you have no idea what you just did. She said, you just saved my marriage. I don't know. Was it true or not? I mean, she ain't say nothing.
Where did that come from?
Marriage. She ain't say, I don't know. We was just talking. Okay. Actually, I remember what I said. She was saying, oh, this, does that look what just happened from here? And I was telling her about, I said, ma'am, I think I told her, you know, what to take from the situation. You know, there's something positive, there's some opportunity you could take from every situation, a lesson to be learned, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
After I told her that, I guess that's something she needed to hear because, like I said, she was like in tears.
Wow.
And she said, you saved my marriage. And she said, I know you didn't know this. And I don't really tell anybody, but me and my husband has been going through it, you know, and we both been, you know, deciding like, hey, I think we'll get a divorce. Like she was telling me that the next day was the day that they were going to go through with the divorce and everything.
Wow.
And she told me like 10 times, she's like, while she's crying, you saved my marriage. You saved my marriage. I'm just getting goosebumps just thinking about it.
Because I bet.
She was like, she said, I see that angel on your hat. She said, it was meant for you to be here. And I told her, I almost didn't even show up. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I almost just, you know, but I showed up anyways. And she's like, it was meant for you to be here. And her husband got there and she just hugged him tight. And you could see the surprise and shock in his face. I don't think he really wanted the divorce, but I think it was something, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, she left there like a new person. To this day, I don't keep in contact with her. I don't know what happened.
Mm-hmm.
I just, that's what she told me. And at that moment, I was like, I knew I was supposed to be here.
That's powerful, man.
I don't know.
Yeah.
That was, oh man.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. You never know who you're going to touch, you know, just going day to day, you know, and here you were, mm-hmm. you just showed up. Being Jared,
yeah.
you know, and you had this yeah. effect on her. That's awesome, man. Mm-hmm. I want to go ahead and get to the yeah. next segment here. And this is what I call random okay. seven. And what this is there are seven totally random off the wall questions. All right. They're all okay. electronically created. So I don't know what they are until I create them. So try to answer them the best okay. you can. All right.
Gotcha.
And the first all question right. is, what does success look like for you?
Success for me is to not necessarily getting to a specific place, but I think a success is for me to just keep going, the not give up. Mm-hmm. You know, I know some people have, I have to get to this specific place. I have to achieve this specific thing for what success looks like to them. But I see successes if something kind of starts to kind of get rocky, but I'm still going.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I find that successful to me because most people who get to the place, those places in life, they success came from not giving up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It wasn't when they got there, but it came from not giving up. That's how I see success.
Yeah. Good answer. I like that. Next question. If you could wake up tomorrow having gained one quality or ability, what would it be?
It's going to sound crazy, but I guess like the teleport almost, you know,
yeah.
teleport different mm-hmm. places that way. So I say that because like me, I'm about inspiring the world. That's what I want to do, inspire the world. So say I'm in Louisiana right now, I'm helping somebody and I can just, you know, and I don't know. I just want to be able to travel the world and be able to talk to people and help people and inspire. So if I could teleport, hey, look, I'm at this place one day. It's weird thinking, but that's just me, man.
Yeah, that's a different answer, but I like that. Next question. A hairstylist notices a complicated hairstyle. A singer notices a talented vocalist. What do you notice?
I notice potential.
Okay.
Because it's just like what the officer seen in me, the guy I work with, potential. So after a while, it kind of like with somebody, you know, talking down to themselves, but the way they're doing it, you're looking at this, okay, this person has something to offer to the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And sometimes it'll take somebody else to see what you can't see inside yourself, you know?
Yeah.
So I see potential. Only, and I think that's only because I had people seeing it in me when I didn't see it in myself.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's coming from the heart. So.
I like that. Next question. Back in high school, what was the strangest thing someone could find in your locker? I told you these were just random ass questions.
So I actually didn't use my locker in high school. It's weird. Nobody really used their lockers in my high school.
Okay.
You just kind of carry everything out of backpacks. But
what was the weirdest thing you had in your backpack?
So it's not about what I had in my backpack, but I could tell you what I used to. So I used to get these textbooks that I used to put in my backpack. I don't know. It was something about, I guess it was cool to look like you had a heavy backpack back in the days when I was going to high school. So I used to fill my, put extra books that they have nothing to do with school or class. I used to fill in my books and it made my backpack look full. So, and I felt like, I thought at that time that was, you know, that was a good thing. You know, girl, see, like, he carrying them books.
You were front.
So it wasn't, that's pretty much. And look, I'll tell you, over time, I changed my mind. My back started.
I know that's right.
I was like, okay.
Oh, man.
Yes, indeed.
Next question. When you wake up in the morning, what's your number one priority?
My first priority is to pray and give myself a positive self-talk before I start my day.
Okay.
Because some people think they don't like self-talk, think it's weird, but sometimes your own voice should be more inspirational than somebody else's voice.
Yeah.
You know? So even sometimes I'll record something of myself saying something inspirational to myself, like me talking to myself, mm-hmm. like, hey, Jared, no matter what you face tomorrow or today, you can do it. You can get through it. Look back and see how far you came. So sometimes I would say, hey, record some motivational for yourself, record it and play it the next day. Even if you play that same thing every day, it's something powerful from hearing your own voice. Give yourself an inspirational talk.
Yeah.
You know, positive talk. It helps you.
Yeah, that voice in your head can be very powerful, and that could be good or bad.
Yeah. Right. It's how you take it. Because, man, I had my days where I was like, I almost took myself out. Like,
I hear that. I hear that. Two more questions. Uh-huh. What was the last thing you've done that you were really proud of?
Last thing I've done really proud of. So I'm actually taking some certification courses of, you know, like the life coaching stuff, just, you know, life things. And it was something I was going to do for a while. And I just kept putting it off, man, procrastinating.
Mm-hmm.
That's something I like to talk about, procrastination. Cause man, but I decided to go ahead and do it. I'm proud of myself because it was a long time. I've been thinking about it forever. Like, and it's like, I went for it. So now I'm like, you know, taking courses and stuff. And I'm glad because now I feel like I'm going towards something else, you know, mm-hmm. another step forward in my life. So yeah, that's the recent thing I'm proud of myself for
awesome. Doing that. Always moving,
you know,
forward.
Like I said, I didn't get to a finish point, but like I said, my success is like to not give up, to, you know, start something, just go ahead and do it.
I hear you. I hear you.
Procrastination is real.
Last question. If you could bring back any old TV show, what would you bring back?
I think I would bring back. So when me and my twin brother, when we were younger, I used to like the little, if some little Disney Channel shows, like the little old shows, like Tarzan and all these Disney Main Street characters.
Okay.
I don't know. It was something about those little things when we were younger. Yeah. I'll bring back those things.
Yeah. I'm going to go way back on you. You know, for me, it's easy. Sanford and Son. That was my show.
my dad watched that a lot.
Yeah, that was my show.
He watched that a lot.
I know. Yes, I'm old school, man. Sorry.
Hey, ain't nothing wrong with that.
I want to go ahead.
My dad sit there and watch this stuff all day.
Yeah, I hear that. I want to get to the last section here, or the last segment, and this is what I call okay. This is that, this or that. This is my speed round, or my rapid fire round. I'm going to give you two topics. Mm-hmm. You simply have to pick one. You don't have to explain why you picked it. Okay?
Okay.
Procrastinate or persist?
Procrastinate.
Newspaper or magazine?
Magazine.
Handcrafted or mass produced?
Mass produced.
Shake it off or shake it up?
Shake it off.
Waste time or waste money?
Waste money.
Clean car or clean bedroom?
Clean bedroom.
Chest bump or fist bump?
Fist bump.
Screen protector or case?
Case.
And the last one, phone call or text?
phone call now. It used to be text, phone call.
Jared, man, listen, I am so glad we finally got a chance to connect. It was a pleasure speaking with you, man. Again, I enjoyed having you on the podcast. Just one more time, if you can just go ahead and give out all your socials so people can go over and check you out and follow you.
So my Instagram is I am Jared Tate, IamJaredTate. My Facebook is just Jared Tate, JaredTate. And I have a Snapchat if you want to follow me on that. It's TateBoy97, TateBoy97.
And again, I will have links to all of that down in the show notes. And I just encourage you guys to go over and check out Jared's content and see what he's doing. Like I say, he has some great content that he's putting out. Very inspirational stuff. Really, again, I'm happy I had this opportunity to speak with you, man. Before we sign off here, any last words?
Man, I appreciate you for having me on. I know it's been a rocky road trying to get me on here. Yeah, I'm glad I was able to find the time. I really enjoyed this.
It was fun. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it a lot. And guys, listening to the podcast, you guys know what you need to do. Support us. Go leave a review, Apple Podcasts. Leave us that 5-star, 1-star, whatever you want to leave, but just leave some type of review. That's how the algorithms work. The more you review us, leave comments and all that stuff, the more the algorithm picks us up and show the podcast to other people. That's the number one way you can support us. Simply go over and leave us a review and follow us on whatever platform that you're listening to the podcast on. And on that note, guys, I appreciate you. You guys stay safe, and I will talk to you all on the next episode. I'm out of here. Bye-bye.